This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
We're just checking in with your good vibes. I hope they're up. If not, share them anyways. You know what I mean? 585-252-9800. That's the number to call or text. Who's here, Breeze?
What's the vibe, everyone? Yes, all of our friends are pouring in both doors. So we will say hello to Jessica.
What's up, Jess?
Hi, Jessica. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Feeling good this morning because it's Friday. Trying a new restaurant tonight with my love.
Oh, there's no better feeling. You know how I am with restaurants.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's good stuff. It's good stuff for sure.
And here I am trying to pay off debt.
Big restaurant guy.
Huge
restaurant guy. Yeah, for sure. This person says, good vibes this morning. Tonight is Hilton's homecoming. Go Cadets.
Oh, yeah.
Get it, Cadets.
Get after it.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. It's been a long week with Romeo and Vaughn. Looking forward to the rib fest.
Oh, the rib fest is this
with
weekend.
With my husband.
Who doesn't want some red meat? Amy, we haven't seen you in forever. You should come chill. Come through.
Come hang.
Come hang with us. Vibes are pretty good in the new studio. This is our first Friday in our new studio.
I know.
Our first Friday together.
Woo! Vibes are high.
They sure are.
Yeah.
So much to do. What's on the agenda this weekend, Breeze?
Going camping tomorrow.
That's right. You're going to that nudist colony.
Woo!
That's right. Are you excited or are you nervous?
No, I think I've come to terms with it. I think I'm in the stage of acceptance.
You better come back Monday with so many stories.
I'm going to try my best, you know?
You got to.
It's all I can really do. Good vibes this morning. It's the second week of NFL football. I won my last man standing pool last week, $200.
That's what's up.
Who said that?
Mario.
Who's my dad.
Oh.
Yep. I point to me, he goes, Mario. I'm like, yep, I am Mario. For sure.
I don't know. I mean, I know your dad's a huge gambler, but that guy is constantly winning. I don't understand.
Never losing.
You know why? Because he expects to win. And we all know the saying, scared money don't make money. We know that.
He manifests it.
He does.
He does.
Law of attraction.
Yes.
He wakes up every morning and he puts his UGG slippers on and he says, today, I'm going to make a buttload of money.
Yeah, I mean, minus the UGG slippers, but yes, he does. My vibes are good because I feel like everything on my side of the room is pretty much set up. I got my keyboard.
Oh my God. This is a lot. I came into the studio this morning, guys, to four mini disco balls hanging from the ceiling.
It's so good.
I'm like, okay, less is more. Less is more. Okay, please. This.
They look sick, though.
They're okay.
You should have seen me yesterday trying to put those up.
When were you here?
You don't need to know.
7 o'clock last night? 8 o'clock?
No, I was here at 4.
Did you go to Fringe Fest last night?
At JCC, yeah. I went to the show of Anthony Presutti.
And how was it?
It was good. It was interesting.
Was it? I can't wait to hear about it.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for that raving review, by the way.
Is the gym still there? Where?
Where? What gym?
Breezy, is the gym still there? We don't have a gym here. I don't know exactly what you're...
No, can you elaborate?
Is the gum still there?
Oh, is the gum from yesterday?
No, I took it off. whatever nasty person was here before me has put gum under the table like a savage. So no, I took that off.
Good.
But no, don't you think my side looks great?
Yeah, it looks very
like,
nice.
I really went all out.
The aesthetics look very nice.
Everything's matching. Everything's a light purple. And that's all we can really ask for. You know what I mean?
All we can ask for.
I've put millions of dollars into this studio. My own money.
Yep.
So I am a teacher.
Millions.
I am a teacher.
Equipment and all.
Yep.
My nephew Santino is turning 6.
No offense to Santino, but I always forget about him.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I do too.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
He's the youngest. You know, he's the youngest nephew.
Whenever you say his name, I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
who
call
that
him.
Is.
We call him Sonny. You know, we
still,
call him Sonny.
Still no recollection.
Nothing. Okay.
Okay.
You've met Olivia and you've met Micah.
Yeah.
And then their little brother Sonny, who's turning 6, who loves soccer. And every time he goes onto the soccer field, we're like, Sonny, what are you going to do today? I'm going to break some ankles. That's what he,
right.
He loved the kid. So we have his party on Sunday. And I got a phone call yesterday from our boy, Tommy Bechtold, who asked to have lunch with me this afternoon. I'm like, yeah, I'd love to see you, man. So we're going to go hit up Park Avenue this afternoon. He wants to talk to me about something in the works he's doing as far as a comedy sketch or whatnot. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I'm like, all right, let's talk
shop. He
crushes. Let's talk shop. I'll see if I can get some gift certificates here at work. So other than that, the vibes are definitely up and looking forward.
Where are you guys going? Why was I not invited? This is stupid.
I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming.
You know I love Tommy. You know Tommy loves me. It's crazy.
I don't know. I don't know why.
That's all right. I'll just never speak to him.
You're so ridiculous.
No, it's fine.
Guys, it's going to be 80 and sunny today, so enjoy that. We're going to have a nice weekend. Thanks for the vibes this morning. Also, coming up on the show, we'll get into what happened at Palmyra Macedon High School yesterday. A student has been arrested and is facing felony charges. We'll tell you why coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose and Breezy. Parents and students are fed up after a fake school threat kept everyone on their toes yesterday at Palmyra Macedon High School. And students, let's say there was a student that has been arrested. He is facing felony charges, and police say he made a school shooting threat against the district. Pal Mack, director of school safety, said that at 12:15, they got information from one of the secretaries. A student had turned in a note that he found in one of the restrooms that had a written threat of a school shooting that was going to happen on a specific date next week. Turns out the student who turned in that note and circulated it on social media turned out to be the same one who wrote it.
Okay.
He advised the staff that he was basically just looking to get out of school.
Stop.
I mean, kids really can be so stupid.
Stop it. You're lying.
I wish I was. I mean, with all the shootings on the news today, I mean, parents and teachers are on edge like you wouldn't believe. And every single one of these threats, obviously, as we know, has to be taken seriously. You have no idea what's real. You have no idea what's fake. Look what happened last year at Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
There was 3 bomb threats in a week. And they had no idea what... Do we take this seriously at this point? Do we not? You have to. You have no idea. Because on that third one, oh my God, that could be life-threatening.
Right. 100%.
So many of these students yesterday were just on edge. And one of the parents commented how upsetting it is to have to worry about their children's safety at school all day when that is the place you're not supposed to worry about your kids.
Right.
And now you have to. I mean, police believe there was no students that were in direct harm yesterday. But that's after they figured everything out, after their investigation.
Well, thank God. I mean, it's just, you can't be doing this kind of like life-altering situation because you want to get out of school.
No, I know.
Like,
I mean,
what?
It's, this kid obviously is now being charged, felony charges. When I was at Greece Athena, I think this was in 2001, somebody left a bomb threat in the milk crates in the cafeteria. And one of the lunch ladies found it, called it in, and it turned out to be just a prank that they were doing. And I'm like, this
a prank?
Yeah, it was just a prank. But I feel like so many schools have to deal with this. If you've in your school career, you're most likely going to deal with one bomb threat, whether it's a prank, it's fake. I mean, it's just, it's so sad.
Yeah.
And so many of these parents yesterday.
And it's so distracting. Like,
of course. Of course. That's your whole afternoon.
We're just trying to learn. You know what I mean? We're just trying to learn.
So glad that everything was okay yesterday. Parents had a lot to say. If your child does go to Palmyra Macedon High School, we would love to hear from you. I know that was a hectic day for you yesterday, but glad everything turned out to be okay. Coming up on the show yesterday, I came to the realization that some people absolutely love living in filth.
How did you just come to that realization yesterday?
Because I received the photos to prove it.
Just absolute squalor.
Wait until you hear this story. Anyone have someone in their life that has no issues with living like a slob? I'll share the story coming up next on PXY Mornings.
The number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It blows my mind how in denial some people can be. I'm assuming after the photos I got back yesterday that some people just enjoy living in filth.
Yeah.
And I made mention at some point that I got rid of my Hollywood apartment last week. And before I gave my tenant her deposit back, I had my buddy do a walkthrough. And holy mother of Mary. He did it yesterday for me.
Mm-hmm.
He calls me and FaceTimes me while I'm at work. And he goes, Moose, I'm at your place. He goes, I'm distraught a little bit because I know how you are.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I've spent a lot of time with you at this apartment and it was immaculate. And he goes, it's not really the same right now. I was like, do me a favor. I said, I got to go upstairs. I said, just take pictures of everything.
Yeah.
Because I need to figure out how much money I'm going to give this girl back.
Sure.
Now, in her contract, Breezy, she gave me a $700 deposit. And I said, when you leave, depending on the state of the apartment, I'll figure out how much I'm going to give back to you.
Right.
I decided I was going to keep $150 of her deposit just for cleaning. You know what I mean? So I texted her.
What was the deposit? One of the 1 month's rent?
No, it was just like when she, because I went through, I don't do Airbnb. It's through a website called Furnish Finder. It's just for traveling nurses. That's it.
Okay.
And I texted her back and I said, first month's rent plus the deposit is going to be only $700. And I texted her back yesterday and said, listen, that $700 that you gave me, I'm going to take $300 of it now and get the apartment clean because if I'm being honest with you, you left it in horrible shape. Of course, this didn't go over well with her.
No, she was pissed.
But yesterday, I didn't give a crap. She said, are you kidding me right now? My window in my car was just busted this week.
Right.
I got my own problems. I said, I don't care. I said, I didn't text you to have a discussion. You're getting $400 back. And to be honest, I was only going to give you $200 back because you don't even deserve that. I'm being super generous. She's like, well, this is absurd because it shouldn't be my responsibility to clean the apartment. And also, it looked like that when I got there. I said, okay, listen, I don't want to play this horse and pony show with you right now. I spent $300 on a deep clean before you got there, and I have the photos to prove it.
Right.
It was in great shape. And I said, if you walked into that place and it looked like that, I'm pretty sure I would have received a phone call. That the place, you know what? Let me send you the pictures, Breeze.
Real time. Let's see it. Yeah. Let's see it.
You can you tell me what you think. This is how she left my place, and I was pissed. And now all right, I just airdropped those to you. And so the place is disgusting, and it states in the contract that you sign to take out the garbage before you leave. She left her crap everywhere. There was clothes.
The toilet.
Sneakers, dishware, the fridge was full of crap.
The tub.
She texted me and she goes,
The fridge.
The fridge. Dude, what is that?
The knife.
You're lying. I'm like, oh my God, what did you do in there?
You're lying. You know what? Somebody else's problem now. The fridge is filled with Pedialyte and used Starbucks.
It was like that when I got there. I said, it says in the contract, take out your garbage. And I was like, you know, I'm so pissed now that it even gave her $400 back.
I would have given her nothing. She deserves nothing. And what is going on?
So now I'm like, I have to hand those keys in next week to my landlord, you know, because I've been subleasing it. And it really has in the almost 2 years I've been back. It's been a nice side hustle.
It's been such a headache, though.
It's been a huge headache. I made some good money off of it, you know, and that's the only reason I kept it. But this girl had the audacity yesterday. I'm like, that place is filthy. And she says to me, well, shame on you because I've had to deal with so much while living here. I had to deal with, like, there was cockroaches. I said, I can see why now. Look at the place. Of course.
100%.
What is this crap in the fridge that you never threw out? So my buddy's there yesterday and he's like, ugh. I said, dude, help me out. I said, I'm going to owe you big, but I need you to just do something with it because I feel bad handing it in that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. I can't do that. I can't do it.
God.
I just can't wrap my head around how some people are comfortable
living life like that.
The only time I've ever seen that is on Hoarders on TLC. So bad.
Why is
the toilet pissed me off?
Why was the toilet and the fridge black?
I don't know. That is somebody who's never cleaned. And you know what she did? She went out of her way to take a picture of the cleaning products on the floor in the bathroom. She goes, see, I've been cleaning. I said, if that's your definition of cleaning.
With who? Helen Keller?
I'm like, that is really bad. I said, you are not making this any better for yourself. And I called my buddy Mark, who's a landlord, who he owns all these properties. Absolutely. And he goes, Moose, you are so generous. He goes, I would not give her a dime.
Not a dime.
And I said,
Did you give her the money before the pictures?
No, after.
Mm-mm.
Because I had originally...
I would have seen those gasped and ran right to the bank.
Yeah, I'm just a nice guy, and I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have done it, but I was being nice, and I've already helped her out in the past. She was late on rent, and I charged her a $50 late fee, and
what
then...
What is going on?
In the beginning, I'm like,
you're a travel nurse making like $4,000 a week.
I was like, I know how much money. You're doing fine. And right. I helped her in the beginning because she begged and begged and begged, and I had to rent the place out. Because it's been vacant for 2 months. It's costing me money. So I took $150 a month off the rent for her, to be nice.
Unreal. She's
still giving me crap. And then she leaves it in that condition. I was so pissed. So I called Furnish Finder yesterday. I was like, this is the type of tenant that is renting through your platform. Keep your eyes peeled.
It's not. Yeah, shut it down.
You gotta shut it down.
Shut it down.
It's been such a headache. I've dealt with so much, but I will say it's actually been kind of a relief to close the
that chapter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bittersweet for me, you know, because that was kind of like my attachment to LA.
Yeah.
But I don't want to deal with the headache anymore. And I definitely don't want to deal with the 1 a.m. text.
We're on the air. You're trying to like fix Wi-Fi for people in California. It's like, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I know, it's too much.
He's calling T-Mobile.
I'm like, I can't do this right now.
We're literally live on air. We're doing like phone calls on air with T-Mobile. I'm like, I don't know what's happening here. Yeah.
So we won't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. Wow. Bye.
So now because of, here's what I'm concerned about. I already know I'm fine with my landlord taking my deposit to getting the place cleaned. I don't get, because I'm not expecting to get mine back. You know what I'm saying?
It's over now.
It's fine. I just told my buddy, go in there, take all of my artwork from my friend Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Those pieces are worth thousands. And I said, keep what you want, Ross. Take pictures of anything. See if you can sell it. Take the TV. Throw everything out. I don't care. But just try to clean it up and get out of there. I was so disgusted. I said, I'm really sorry I had to make you do this, buddy. I owe you.
I can only imagine how it smelt.
Yeah, I don't know. I can smell. I have an idea through the pictures because that toilet, you guys, you know what? I'm going to post the I'm going to post the toilet on my story right now on Instagram just so you can see it.
COVID-19 started in that toilet.
Hi, Moose. Go take a look and you tell me if I was being generous and even giving her her deposit back. So
post it.
I'm posting it right now.
Send it.
98PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.